Large Interferometer for Exoplanets, Life, 7. Practical Implementation of a Kernel Nulling Beam Combiner with a Discussion on Instrumental Uncertainties and Redundancy Benefits, by Jonah T. Hansen et al. Abridged, context. In the previous paper in this series, we identified that a pentagonal arrangement of 5 telescopes, using a kernel nulling beam combiner, shows notable advantages for some important performance metrics for a space-based mid-infrared nulling interferometer over several other considered configurations for the detection of Earth-like exoplanets around solar-type stars. Aims. We aim to produce a practical implementation of a kernel nulling beam combiner for such a configuration, as well as a discussion of systematic and stochastic errors associated with the instrument. Methods. We develop the mathematical framework around a beam combiner based on a nulling combiner first suggested by Guyon et al. 2013, and then use it along with the simulator developed in the previous paper to identify the effects of systematic uncertainties. Results. We find that errors in the beam combiner optics, systematic phase errors and the RMS fringe tracking errors result in instrument limited performance at approximately 4 to 7, and zodiacal limited at is greater than or equal to 10. Assuming a beam splitter reflectance error of delta R equals 5% and phase shift error of dF equals 3 degrees, we find that the fringe tracking RMS should be kept to less than 3 nanometers in order to be photon limited, and the systematic piston error be less than 0.5 nanometers to be appropriately sensitive to planets with a contrast of 1 times 10 to the power of minus 7 over a 4 to 19 bandpass. We also identify that the beam combiner design, with the inclusion of a well-positioned shutter, provides an ability to produce robust kernel observables even if one or two collecting telescopes were to fail. The resulting four-telescope combiner, when put into an X-ray formation, results in a transmission map with an relative SNR equivalent to 80. This was Large Interferometer for Exoplanets, Life, 7. Practical Implementation of a Kernel Nulling Beam Combiner with a Discussion on Instrumental Uncertainties and Redundancy Benefits, by Jonah T. Hansen et al.